Chairman, we certainly will continue to do that in the future, I'm pretty sure. The projects that, while we're not discussing those that are listed under Section 2 here, are those that are approved by vote, that are actually done on the list and approved by voters. Now, there's obviously a whole lot of other projects out there that are on the list that just haven't gone out for voter approval yet. So this, by, one shouldn't think that this is going to take up the slack in terms of need for us to authorize bonds for schools statewide. There's a huge number of urban schools that are still on the list that are on the list that we haven't got to that are going to have to go out for voter approval. And most appropriately, in my view, Mr. Chairman, would go out under the traditional 70-30 plan. And so all I'm suggesting is that we ought to stick with that plan, make some reasonable authorization under that in this year, and we'll have to make authorizations under that in future years. And I would hope that by the time we make the second one of those, that these projects that Representative Terry have described would be, in fact, on the list and perhaps even voted on by the voters. But that's a couple steps down the road at this point in time.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The good co-chair from Fairbanks indicated that he did not necessarily have statewide ambitions, and obviously I don't either. I have statewide concerns, but at the same time, I think the good chairman would recognize that his concern is beyond his single house district right now. And who knows what happens from there. But as I indicated, the school list will be secular in nature. And sometimes I've seen it where the urban areas got the lion's share, and especially when it came to the school debt retirement. And it just goes that way. And we're faced with a situation where the courts and others have recognized that there seems to be a problem with how we're spending our money, and that the students in various parts of the state are not getting the money that other students are getting. Getting back to quality education by the facility itself. So that's why I support this amendment. I think this is one way we can go down and address it and keep walking down that list over the years.
Any closing, any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davis.
Mr. Chairman, I object to the amendment. It'd be great to do. I like the legislation. I like the went down the priority list of projects, kind of by district, not by just from top to bottom. And I think that if we want to improve schools in the state, we got to do it, you know, not only through a priority list, but a consideration of who's going to vote on it, something that's going to pass, so that at least we can have something to go out there with instead of nothing.
Representative Williams.
You know, we haven't just started talking about this list just yesterday. You know, both lists, all the lists were up and out there. And I was... I'd be very concerned about how it would fit overall and doing this type of a change at this time, at this late date. I agree with the concept. I think, you know, I think we did stick to the list to a certain extent, whether or not it's good, bad, or indifferent, you know, we've been talking about this for over a month that I know of. And I don't know if you had this input before, Representative Davies, but I certainly was giving some input.
Representative Davies?
Well, Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, this is the very first opportunity to have an open public discussion where we can offer amendments on the list. There hasn't been an opportunity to offer an amendment on this list prior to this that I'm aware of, unless it was behind some closed door somewhere.
You're correct, Representative.
You know, we talked here just earlier about a bill that, you know, in an open forum here, and all the time without, off the record, right here at this table. We see each other all the time. We don't have to go behind closed doors.
Mr. Chairman, it's just the ability to present an amendment.
Sure.
I think we all know what the lists are. We can get it from, you know, look at what the governor has submitted. Look what DOE has submitted. So.
Is there any further discussion on amendment number one? Hearing none. Luann?
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Foster?
No.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Representative Williams?
No.
Representative Osterman?
No.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
3A, 8A.
So amendment number one has failed. Representative Davies, did you want to... I'm not sure how you can conceptually go with that.
Oh, no, the others aren't intended.
Okay.
They were just to fill out the picture, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And that's a fair picture. Are there any other amendments proposed for CS for House Bill 281?
97.
281. What is the will of the committee? Representative Foster.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and move out HB 281 out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
There's a motion to move CS for HB 281 finance amended from committee with individual recommendations. Are there any objections? Hearing none.
Mr.
Representative Davies.
Just an objection for a comment, if I might.
Sure.
Just to say that the amendment that we just ran and failed represents significant priorities in our caucus, and the bill in its present form then, as we have problems supporting it.
I understand, Representative Davies.
I won't object to moving the bill, but I just want to let you know that we still have problems with the bill.
So noted, Representative Davies. So the bill will move from committee with individual recommendations. That will bring to us CS for HB 287, and as amended, conceptually amended, with the references on page 1 and 3 twice for the proceeds of the bond, referring back to Section 3. Is there any discussion on House Bill 287? Are there any amendments? Representative Foster.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and move out HB 287 as amended with individual recommendations.
There's a motion to move CS for HB 287 finance amended from committee with individual recommendations. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the bill will move from committee with individual recommendations. Mr. Co-Chair?
Just for the members' information, tomorrow we will start our meeting at 9 in the morning. We'll try and get through a couple of the bills that are on the list, and then we'll recess till the afternoon. We're just to the time of year that I felt it was better to start earlier in the morning in case we run into problems, so that we'll still have time. I think we've made it so far this year without a meeting past midnight, probably. And the committee staff is very thankful for that. So anyway, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and you should all have a list of the bills in front of
you.
Okay. The list of bills for tomorrow's consideration will be sent to your staff by email.
I have rules at 9 that I have to go to. And I guess we have a call.